This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. America was founded on a basic principle. That principle is majority rules, right? That means 50% plus one is a majority, and then it becomes the driving force for society as a whole. But it doesn't seem like it works that way anymore. No, instead of what's good for 1 or 2% of the population is simply good enough for the entire country as a whole. That isn't the way it's supposed to be, but unfortunately we see it in action each and every day. Some examples? Well, here's one for you. I was actually in Southern California for the 4th of July. Well, there was a big hoopla in Palm Springs that they were going to have fireworks for the 4th of July for the first time in 3 years. Wow, fireworks on the 4th of July. That's great. But why have they not been having fireworks for 3 years, I asked myself. I thought perhaps it was a COVID holdover, and they stopped them during the virus peak and never started again. Nope. Maybe it was a lack of funding and community support. That's what I thought, and, well, I was wrong again. What it was, are you ready? They didn't want to shoot off a fireworks display because it might affect those individuals with PTSD. Nope, I kid you not. Don't misunderstand me now. PTSD is a horrible problem, and I can certainly understand how loud noises could trigger that. But really, what percentage of the total population suffers from PTSD? The answer is not that much. So we deprive the entire population for the benefit of a small group of individuals. While I was scratching my head about this, along came yet another goofy California idea that lawmakers want to press into law. As if no cash bail wasn't enough of any issue creating problems, take a listen to this. Lawmakers, liberal lawmakers I may add, want to do away with misdemeanor crimes involving the homeless. That's right, they want to pass a law making it illegal to enforce laws for the homeless, including public urination, public defecation, harassment, petty theft, public indecency, and on and on. Basically, they want to pass a law that says nobody can enforce any of these types of public safety laws on the homeless population. I kid you not. I watched the press conference. It was incredible. So again, the homeless population is but a small percentage of the overall population, but the do-gooders are going to make everyone else suffer through the stink, harassment, and crime so that a small percentage of the population can have their way. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the American way, and it never has been. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.